You're listening to SBS News.
Tensions years in the making are coming to a boil between Russia and NATO. Russian President Vladimir Putin is threatening to enact military measures if the 30-member alliance of Western nations continues what he calls its aggressive stance over Russia's conflict with the Ukraine.
We are not demanding any special exclusive conditions. Russia stands for equal and indivisible security at the Eurasian area. And in case Western colleagues continue their clearly aggressive line, we will take adequate military and technical measures in response. We will react firmly to unfriendly steps. And I'd like to underline that we have the complete right to do this. We have the complete right to take actions in order to ensure security and sovereignty of Russia.
There are fears Russia could possibly invade the Eastern European nation with months of a Russian troop build-up near the Ukrainian border, something Russian President Vladimir Putin staunchly denies. The United States has been warning of a possible large-scale attack since mid-November and is threatening Russia with sanctions. It comes as the Kremlin is unveiling new nuclear-powered submarines to be added to its naval fleet.
New submarines are armed with fearsome weapons. Kinez Oleg is armed with Bulava ballistic missiles, and the multifunctional submarine Novosibirsk with Kalibir and Onyx cruise missiles. It's capable of both successfully fighting maritime targets and hitting ground objects.
Despite threats of retaliation by Russia, President Putin says he wants to avoid any bloodshed. Emily Channel Justice is the director at the Temity Contemporary Ukraine program at Harvard University and says the logistics of an invasion would pose a number of issues.
Taking over the Donbas, taking over the occupied territories would cost a ton of money because, you know, infrastructurally they've been damaged really badly from the war. There would be a lot of instability because the people who live there need a lot of help. They don't all out and out support Russia. That's a huge bone of contention, I would say. So I think it's risky, but at the same time, we have not really predicted Putin's moves very well in the past decade or so. So, you know, I wouldn't say that just because it doesn't make sense to do it, he's not going to try.
It follows a long history of conflict. Russia is accused of impeding on Ukraine's national sovereignty with over 7 years of fighting. Adding fuel to the fire, Ukrainian leaders are now seeking to join NATO in 2022 at the latest. Ukraine and its Western allies say Moscow has long been involved in the conflict with Ukraine, sending troops and weapons to support the separatists in fighting that has claimed more than 13,000 lives. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the Washington-led alliance to provide a concrete time frame for when the country will be granted full membership.
We want to unblock the Donbas peace process as soon as possible, to return Crimea, to gain the membership in the European Union in upcoming years, and to get clear and very specific timeframes from NATO. And we want to get it in 2022.
Mr. Zelensky also outlined hopes to regain the Crimean Peninsula, which was annexed by Russia in 2014 after a separatist rebellion in the country's east. Mr. Putin is demanding that the United States and its allies will not allow Ukraine NATO membership and is blaming the West for rising tensions. He is also calling for serious negotiations on Russian security demands put to the United States. When asked about the issue, United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there are no plans for an in-person meeting at this time.
Whether that leads to, at some point, another meeting between the President and President Putin, I leave that for another day. There are no plans to do that now. I think we have to see if, in the first instance, there's any progress diplomatically. We also want to see Russia de-escalate to move forces back from the border with Ukraine to take down the tension. It's much more appropriate to have a conversation in those circumstances than it is when the escalation is happening, not de-escalation.
Hannah Korn, SBS News.